lovely.
This coming Saturday, it's the grand final of the NWFL. And with that in mind, keeping the football theme, the Giants, the Circular Head Giants, it's been 12 months since they voluntarily wound up their operation as the Smithton Football Club, and you got it there on the front page of this week's paper.
12 months since the controversial decision to wind up the club was made in Smithton last year. That was pretty massive happening in the club. I think a lot of people probably thought it was inevitable, but it still polarised the community fairly well.
It's a heartland of all the community, isn't it?
Exactly right, and it's been around since, would have been its 100th year last year, so it's been around for a very, very long time, and a lot of people have had their fathers and their grandfathers playing for the club right through. They obviously follow it with a pretty vested interest and were very, very sad to see it go. So with that in mind, I kind of spoke to a few of the life members that I knew of about their experiences with the club and some interesting facts about their history. And having been a year, I just kind of pulled together a little story and put it on the front page.
Yeah, steeped in history. For those outside the Circular Head area, probably wouldn't realise that the Smithton Football Club started life in the Circular Head Football Association, didn't they?
Yeah, it started in 1919, and they won their first flag in 1925 and actually won 18 in a Circular Head Football Association before graduating into the NWFU. And I've been told that the standards in the CHFA back then was pretty high, and at one stage, I couldn't find the year anywhere, so I didn't include it, but apparently at one stage, Smithton, after winning the CHFA, actually took on the NWFU Premiers and beat them at one stage. So, yeah, pretty impressive quality back then.
Yeah, I remember in the 80s, 1980, the club was finally allowed to break into the NWFU, which is now the NWFL these days, and was forced to rebrand from the Magpies, as it was known at the time, to the Saints, because Devonport already had black and white. That is the reason behind that, and has been with us really for much of the time until, last year.
Yeah, they had to rebrand to the Smithson Saints. That was a bit of a different vibe around that rebrand. It was pretty well supported by the community. And then after being in there, I think it was 4 or so years, they won that first flag, obviously, against Cooey by 1 point, and Tony Maguire kicked 10 goals. So that was a pretty thrilling little result for Smithson after graduating into the NWFU.
Yeah, and remember Tony Maguire very well. Yeah, 10 goals. He was a colossus up there in the forward line. And, 2015, the club was rebranded from the Smithson Saints to the Circular Head Giants, and that was in an effort to unite the community. And unfortunately, as you did allude to there, 12 months ago, the club passed. Got a good front story on this week's paper regarding that. And speaking of exercise, physical exercise for cancer, you've got an event that's coming up.
Yeah, exactly right. So obviously daylight savings was this week, so with that in mind, people are kind of getting outside and doing their exercise again. I've noticed a lot of people walking past just the chronicle of an afternoon with a few extra hours of daylight probably makes it a bit more attractive to go for a walk after work. But with that in mind, Michelle Haywood is walking 100 kilometres for Camp Quality in October, and Rodney O'Halloran is riding 75 kilometres for Kids with Cancer in October as well. So plenty of people taking the opportunity and a bit of extra sunshine to get back out there and do a bit of physical exercise and keep in shape and raise money while they're doing it.
Good for health, that is for sure. So you can read out about those stories in this week's copy of the Circular Head Chronicle, which is available right now. Isaac, always appreciate your time. You have a great day and a great weekend. We'll chat some more after 7 next Thursday morning.
No worries at all. Thanks for that, Lee.